Welcome to WBOI Presents.
Right on. Thanks for having us.
So what brought each of you to Flow Artistry?
I would say Flow Artistry for me happened in California at a festival called Fire Drums. Brent and I had attended that in 2011 or 12, and that kind of introduced me to the world of fire performing and the flow arts in general.
I had been spinning fire for a few years prior to that particular situation, and I'd seen it at like music festivals and things like that, and I was really drawn to it, and I decided to try it out myself. Of course, I didn't start with fire immediately. I initially started spinning tennis balls on strings, and then I found some baby shoes at a thrift store and put them on a shoestring, and I actually spun those for about 2 years before I actually started spinning fire. But yeah, just seeing it at music festivals and just the power and the emotion and how powerful it was, it just really drew me to it, and I wanted to do it immediately.
Lauren, how long did it take you to develop a proficiency?
I was hooping like probably 2 years, a year and a half to 2 years before I started to change that to fire. And I mean, not to say change, but to bring in the fire aspect.
Seeing your show, there's props that are juggled or spun. Some look like wheels or fans. For our listeners, can you describe some of the tools you use and how long it takes to develop a proficiency with them?
Interesting enough, I feel like the learning never stops. There's always amazing techniques or tricks to learn. It's just like a musical instrument. You're constantly learning new things or new ways to pattern them together. I use fire fans. I do hoops. I do dragon staff. And I am able to take an umbrella and dance around with that or a fire crown on my head. So anything that could be on fire, I like to play with.
So my main props are poi, which is any weighted object on a chain. If it's fire, it's on a chain, or if it's not, it's just on a rope. Usually two, but people are starting to do three now. And then if you have three, to put two in one hand and one in the other hand, and then you can actually juggle them, which is a new thing that people are doing because the flow arts are becoming very, very popular, and people just keep getting better and better and coming up with new ideas. So poi is my main prop, and I'm also a juggler. I've been juggling for about 2 years now. So I juggle knives and fire torches and hats. You can juggle just about anything, which is what's great about juggling. Once you become proficient in it, you can juggle just about anything you can pick up. So those are my main two props.
Brent, I do want to ask you about one of your moves because I've seen it done. I believe I've seen you perform with Jacqueline Barnes, and the two of you almost do like a dance where not only are you swinging the poi around yourself, but you're swinging it around your partner.
Uh-huh.
I mean, describe just the time it took or the trust to do that, not only for yourself, but then so close and with a partner.
That takes things to a new level of danger when you're relying on somebody else not to hit you and hurt you. Because you can trust yourself fully, but then you have to trust a partner not to do that. So with that, it takes a lot of practice not on fire before you actually say, okay, I trust you enough to actually do this on fire. So it's the same thing. You just practice a lot, and then you kind of get in a groove with that person, and you kind of know their quirks and what they're going to do. And so just a lot of practice. Yeah, that's called partner poi. That's getting very popular, too, in the last couple of years. And I just think it's amazing for performance. It's so impressive, and people just love that, and I love it. It is so much fun, too, because you take what you love by yourself, and then you can share it with another person. Recently, we've been working on three-person and four-person partner poi, which is really cool. So you get four people involved. You can form, like, a chain where everyone's doing moves in a chain formation. So that's what we got under wraps right now, hopefully, for next year, because that takes a lot of practice as well. But I'm really excited about that multiple-person partner poi.
What kind of tools did you bring to Buskerfest? It looked like you pulled out all of the stops. What were some of those stops?
There's a lot. I think in this show, we had just about every single flow prop that I've probably ever seen, and then some props that we've actually created ourselves and have hand-built ourselves and put a lot of time into. So it would be too much to even list them all. Come out and see a show sometime. You'll see a lot of cool stuff that I'm sure you've never seen before.
Lauren, you and I spoke last year, and I know there's definitely a performance gene in your family, but I'll direct this to both of you. Tell our listeners more about what influenced you as you took up flow artistry.
With family, I definitely have some roots with circus, and that would be my mother's father, who was Lou Bogert. He toured with Barnum and Bailey Circus and the Ringling Brothers as a foot juggler. as well as a Tumblr. And he basically, I would say, inspired me to get into showbiz, whatever that may be. You know, as a young girl, he always told me I could get into showbiz. I was like, well, I don't know how that could possibly happen, but that would be really cool. So it kind of just somehow developed into what it is now, and able to be in a fire troupe and performing an art form that is definitely translatable into circus arts.
Brent?
As far as inspiration, just the whole flow arts community, which is growing and growing and growing. And there's always, there's fire festivals that you can go to in the summertime, and you can see it's just like a big grouping of fire spinners, and everyone meets and we teach each other tricks, and then there's a big fire circle. And the first year that I went to do that, I'd only been spinning fire for like a couple years, and that community really inspired me. Just the people that were in it, how cool they were, how talented they were, how open they were. So that was definitely inspiring to me. And I've tried to go to a fire festival at least once a year, every year since then. So there's one in Ohio now. It used to be just California, and then on the East Coast there was one. There used to be two, and now there's about 10 a year. And that just shows you how the flow arts are growing so fast and becoming so popular and a little bit more mainstream, which in my eyes is a good thing because I think it's a really positive thing.
Let's shift focus and talk about your organization, Fort Wayne's own part of the flow arts community. When did Pyroscope start, and how many members do you have in total?
So I had to just recently ask this question. About 6 years ago it started, and it was a small group of friends, and they all picked a different prop and they started spinning, and then they got better at it and they formed the troupe and they made it an official business, and then they got insurance and everything like that. And at that time, me and Lauren were living in California, so we weren't around, so we weren't part of that. And then we moved back to Fort Wayne a few years ago, and it's in its current iteration right now, but there's always members that come and go, and sometimes the old members come and help us out. But how many people are in the troupe? It's hard to say because there's so many people. Like for Buskerfest, we call on a lot of the old members and they come out and help us out. But I would say there's like five core people, with like five people that we can call on if we need some extra help for bigger shows such as Buskerfest.
We've talked about Buskerfest. We have festivals and events throughout the year. So where are some of the places people can look to see Pyroscope perform in the future?
Well, I would say in 2 months, there'll be Taste of the Arts happening in August. And you can certainly come down to Main Street and check us out. I'm not sure of yet the day or the time, but I think we will know here pretty soon.
Let's see. So we also have Busker Nights. They have us twice a month at Jefferson Point at Busker Nights. The next one is July 10th, I believe, and then July 24th. And then there's two dates in August as well. So, but any Busker Nights is any Tuesday night at Jefferson Point. So even if we're not there, it's a good thing to go check out.
Any advice for someone wanting to give specifically flow artistry or more generally busking a try?
If you want to get good at, well, flow artistry or just about anything, you just have to practice and train hard. Like, I don't think I'm proficient at it, like within my natural ability. Like, I don't think I have an innate ability. I think that I'm good at it because I practice so much. And I think that anybody has that capacity to do that. Don't rely on motivation, because it comes and it goes. You have to practice whether you want to or not. Whether if you want to get good, you just do it. Even if you're tired or you want to do something else, you just have to practice a lot. So in terms of flow arts and busking, so you learn the tricks and you get good at that. But then there's also the aspect of like performance. Like, think what the audience looks like. What would be entertaining to them? So it's kind of step out of yourself and think what would be entertaining to the audience.
The other part that we forget is to be happy, finding that root happiness and joy and what it's creating, not only for yourself, but when the audience sees that you're having fun with it and you have a smile on your face, that's going to really capture an amazing moment.
Yeah. Whatever you're feeling, the audience will definitely feel, especially in busking. If you're nervous, they'll know that you're nervous and they won't like that. But if you're happy and confident, then they will pick up on that.
And even if you do mess up or drop a tool, which does happen, professionals do it all the time. The thing that sets it apart is how you are able to get your prop back up with grace. And I think that right there is such an important thing as a performer. Even if, you know, you're a dancer, you fall, if you can get back up with grace and flow with it, you can continue to create that act, then I think that creates a quality performance.
Lauren Turco, Brent Helmkamp, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much, Ben.